The Toolbox Show on Fix Radio with Andy Stevens.
Good afternoon. I'm Andy Stevens and welcome to The Toolbox Show on Fix Radio. This is the show for all trades, landscapers, tilers, sparks, I think that's still a trade, isn't it? Well, they're all retired. Plumbers, whatever your trade, welcome on board. Now, another week's flown by, and what has been happening in our world of construction? Well, firstly, the Carillion fallout. After this, they're now talking about retentions being held in a deposit. Now, I've got to be honest, it's the same with us that run smaller companies. I totally agree with this, but the bottom line is it ever going to happen? Watch this space is all I can say. I'm not putting much money on it. What else has been happening? The FMB, we had our AGM. I say we because I'm a member, and the board meeting on Saturday in Windsor, which went well. One big topic which we were really pushing, we're actually going to be going to Parliament on this, is we believe all builders should be licensed. And now, what are your views on this? This is anything from spreads, tilers, groundworkers, you need to be licensed. It's basically to stop all those cowboys out there going in, lashing up a job, making a lot of money, and obviously causing a lot of problems and stress for customers. What else has been going on? I'm off to see a job for Phil and Kirsty. They'll love it or list it on Friday. But between me and you, these production companies ask for the impossible, so I probably will give it a bit of a big swerve. Apparently, a baby's come along, William and Kate. Bit upset. I'm not going to give it any coverage because of one reason. I'm not been invited to Harry Stagg, so their loss. Anyway, second half of the show is called Oi, Put the Kettle On. You all know it by now. It's the messiest trade, worst bodges, best wind-ups, etc. Now, I've got to say, later on in the show, I had a bit of a tiff on one of my jobs yesterday. Dan the Decorator and Tony the Chippy had a proper tiff. And would you believe it? It was because the Decorator was moaning about dust from the Chippy. As I say, keep listening because later on I'll be telling you about that proper fallout. Now, my rant today, this week, is labourers, or Labradors as we nicely call them. And as your regular listeners know, I haven't found a good one in years. And I actually believe it's the hardest trade to find. So stay tuned as I'm going to give you a total summary of some of the divvies I've had on board working for me for the last few years. And believe me, there's been some proper idiots. Now, social media. How many of you use Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all the other social media platforms? Did you know that this is the new way to win business as a builder or trade? Because you think years ago, what do? Little ad in the local rag, cross your fingers, answer the phone, which is inside your front door as you sit at the bottom of the stairs. Now it's social media. And my guest this week is an absolute expert across all social media and all forms of PR. So stay listening because I'll be talking to her very shortly. Now, if there is anything you want to talk about, messiest trade, need a hand with your social media, or can you get me into Harry Stagg? Get in touch. The best number here on the text is 81400. Start the message with Fix or email studio@fixradio.co.uk. That was the Cardigans on Fix Radio. I'm Andy Stevens and this is The Toolbox. Now, in the good old days, us trades and builders, we may have run a small ad, as I mentioned earlier, in the local rag. That was our advertising. That was how we got business if we started up, or purely word of mouth. Now, however, we have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of the other social media platforms. I've got to say, on the way in the train this morning, everybody seemed to be on it. So quite appropriately, my guest this week is Sally Brockway, who runs her own PR company, Wow PR. She's worked in PR for many, many years and also has helped launch many individuals and companies across traditional media and social media. Good afternoon, Sally.
Good afternoon, Andy. Hi there.
Now, thank you for joining us. We'll get straight into this because there's obviously, in this day and age, social media has gone huge. There's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, you name it. How can us builders use these social media platforms to get extra business?
So social media is basically a way to talk to your potential customers. It's a way of getting your message out there. You want people to know that you're great at what you do. You want to show off some of your work. You want to show off a bit of personality. You want to give an impression. You're basically selling yourself and getting your message out there.
Now, it all sounds very simple, but can you promote your business for nothing on social media?
you can promote your business for nothing, but something called the algorithm, which I'm not going to explain, it's very common, has changed. There are so many users on social media, it's very hard to be heard now unless you pay a bit of money. But don't worry, for about £10 or £20, you can place an advert and you can reach thousands of people. What's more, you can target people in a certain geographic location. So say you're in Woking, you can send out a tweet to the people of Woking advertising yourself. It shouldn't cost you more than £10 or £20.
So actually not just cheap, but slightly more targeted than traditional media, press, radio, TV, just for local builders. You don't want to be advertising across a huge area, so you can target it to where you specialise and where you work.
Yeah, you've got to be clever about it. There's no point putting something out on half of India and America seeing it if you're based in, say, Woking. And what I tend to do with Twitter is, well, I look for followers and I follow organisations in the geographic location where I'm based. So say you're a builder in Aberdeen or Gloucestershire, you can follow other groups in those areas that are related to your business and you'll find that the right people will start following you.
Now, people like us, we like to take photos because, as you rightly said, this is what people like to see. They want to see your work. So I've got to ask, what's the best way of taking pictures? Would you take them as you go along so people can see the story, or would you just take the nice glitzy reveal ones when you're done?
I would take them as I go along because people want to see the real thing. It's kind of got to live and breathe. There's no point at all looking as if it's come out of a magazine. Take them as you go along and don't panic about photographs. The great thing about today's modern phones is there are so many filters and different things. You can change the colour saturation, the light. I'm a rubbish photographer, but I can make my pictures look great using all the little things on my phone. So take the pictures as you go along. It's got to look real. It doesn't have to be too glossy.
So if there was one, what is the best platform to use, or would you spread sort of all the advertising across more than one social media platform?
If you're going to be using one social media, why not use two or three? Now, I use social media scheduling tools like Buffer or Meet Edgar, which means I can create a post and I can post it on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram all at the same time. Now, I can alter the content slightly because each one is a different beast. But if you're going to do one, why not do two or three?
Top tip, Sally. I'm actually jotting this down. But if you haven't got a pen to hand, fear not, because you can download the podcast. If you're on Apple, you can go to the App Store. If you're on Android, do the same. You can download the podcast and listen back to Sally's tips and advice on social media. Now, we've got time for just one more quick question. As you know, Sally, us trades are very good with our hands, but not necessarily our heads. So how easy is this to pick up? And at what stage do you need an expert like yourself to help?
You need an expert if you find you've created a Twitter account or an Instagram account or a Facebook and you realise you haven't posted since February 2016. Now, that's a bit like having a shop with dust on the shelves and a cracked front window and stains on the ceiling. You've got to keep it moving. You've got to keep it going. People will look at it and think, well, if this person hasn't posted for 3 months, how reliable are they? So if you find yourself falling behind, it's time to call someone in. Now, you may have someone on your team that's really good at social media, so ask around. See what your guys are doing in their lunch breaks. They may well be on Facebook, and then you found your person. So, yeah, I mean, if you're falling behind, bring someone else in. Don't let it go stale.
Stay tuned for the moment, because in a minute I'm going to be talking to Sally more about social media, and she's going to be giving us some top tips as well as the big question: which trade does Sally think is the messiest? That was Orson on Fix Radio. Welcome, I'm Andy Stevens. This is The Toolbox, and it's just gone 2:30. Time flying by again. Sally's still with us. Hello again, Sally. Right, let's get straight back to this. If people aren't too confident on promoting their companies on social media, which, to be fair, a lot of trades aren't, what are the self-help websites or areas us trades can go to basically just learn the basics?
Do you know, if you Google social media, you'll find thousands and thousands and thousands of articles. But what I find is there is very little for the beginner. So for this reason, I devised a course which is called Social Media for Midlifers, which is available on Thinkific, which is a learning platform. So what I do is just talk people through the whole process of setting up an account, what is a hashtag, how can you make your hashtags work for you, etc., etc. So you could buy my course. But if you Google any of these. There's lots and lots of information. I actually read social media today, most days. There's a lot of information on there, but I just root around or have a go at my course or even go on YouTube and look at some short videos because they always help. Watching someone with a screenshot always helps.
Now, as you know, Sally, us trades, we work, despite being self-employed, a lot of long hours. So we're up early, often earlier than the most. We're at work 7:30, finish at 4-ish. Then you go and look at jobs, paperwork, contracts. We don't have a lot of time. So how much time does it take for us to run our own social media campaigns? And more importantly, how often do we need to update it? Are you talking hourly, daily, or even weekly?
Do you know, social media ate my life once. It does suck away hours. This is why I use a scheduling tool. Now, you should really be spending at least 1 or 2 hours a week on your social media. If you use a scheduling tool like Buffer or Meet Edgar, it will cut that down. I think I've saved about 6 hours a week by using a scheduling tool. Now, for Facebook, I'd say 3 posts a week. That's fine. Instagram, daily. Twitter, 2 to 4 a day, I'm afraid.
So different platforms, very much different amounts of updating. Now, there's lots of social media platforms that we can all choose from, but if you had to pick one best one for builders and tradesmen, which one would it be and why?
That's kind of a tough one. I think probably Twitter. Facebook's very much people that want to talk about the holidays and catch up with their friends. Instagram is all about the pictures. So unless you take stunning photographs, I wouldn't rely on that one. With Twitter, I see a lot of builders doing really great stuff. It's very fast moving. It's very quick. And if you're imaginative, you can really stand out.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, don't worry if you haven't got a pen and piece of paper, as you can listen to all the Toolbox shows, download these as a podcast, details I'll tell you about in a bit. Sally, what top tips can you give us trades to start promoting ourselves on social media that aren't going to need a lot of brain power, let's say?
Create an account, start tweeting, see how people react. If you're getting a lot of likes and a lot of retweets, you're doing the right thing. If you're not, try something different. Look at your competitors. What are they doing and how can you do it better?
Now, finally, most important question, Sally. Every week I ask the guest, obviously everyone's had a bit of work done. It could be a small bathroom, big extension, new build. In your experience, what is the messiest trade and why?
It's got to be plumbers.
Yes.
I once used a service from a big utilities provider. I'm not going to name them, but a plumber came to my house and he actually left a spanner inside my boiler, which was found by the next plumber. So there you go.
So plumbers straight into the top three. I think that's great news. Customers and special guests this week, Sally, have had a couple of interesting experiences. And I've got to say, from my experience of working with them, got to be one of the worst bits is when they're soldering all their joins, the lazy ones don't put anything behind it. So you've got these burn marks on skirting boards or in the ceiling or everywhere, and they just try and cover it up. So yeah, plumbers, thank you, Sally. It's been brilliant talking to you. Listening to this, I think I need to talk to you because my social media was last updated about 98. So we'll be in touch. Now, as I said, if you have missed any of these Toolbox shows after the last few weeks or want to listen to them again, and we've had some great advice on tax returns, employment law, social media today, you can download the podcast from all platforms. Now, coming up in a bit, it's the second half of the show. I put the kettle on. It's the rant of the week. Yeah, labourers, you're getting it this week. Don't get me started. I've had a mare, so I'm going to be telling you all about them. And as I mentioned about 10 minutes ago, Dan the Decorator and Tony the Chippy on one of my jobs had a massive lover's tiff yesterday. So I'm going to explain that in a lot more detail. And please do get in touch. If you were sitting next to someone, working next to someone, I think, what a stay. He's got to be the messiest trade. As I say, the best text number, 81400, and put fix at the beginning, or you can email us studio@fixradio.co.uk. Now it's time for my rant.
Let the rant begin.
Is about Labradors. Yep, it's the Labradors. The hardest trade to find by a country mile. These youngsters today, they just don't want to graft. Simple as that. They're glued to their phones permanently and they're not even discussing anything of any note. They're either rowing with their girlfriends or planning their weekends, and it's only Wednesday. No, babe, the picture that bird sent me on Snapchat wasn't meant for me. I didn't look at it, love, honest. Honestly, sweetheart, it meant nothing. She's not even that fit. Get back to work, you nipple. I'm paying you to graft, not chat on your phone. And then they have the audacity to say they hardly use their phone at all. It's like an addiction. They don't know how long they're on it, and it drives everybody on the job mad. Everyone's grafting away, and they're just chatting on their phone or tapping away on it, doing sweet Fanny Adams. They would not know if a hard day's work came up and slapped in their face with a wet fish. Seriously, what on earth are we going to do? And this is quite serious. What on earth are we going to do when these clowns are in their 30s and 40s? The construction industry is just going to grind to a halt. Stop. As it is, we've got a severe skill shortage. So what happens when us older lot retire, sit in front of the fire with our slippers and our brandy, and the country is relying on these muppets to build all the new homes the government want and renovate all the old ones that are falling down? Nothing is ever going to get finished. Or for that matter, started. You can just picture it. Now, we'll start digging out when I've just had my daily five-hour row with the old woman. I've then got to go and look at 237 Snapchat pictures, update my Facebook page 1,000 times. Anyway, by now, the diggers have all run out of diesel as they started them at 7:30 just to drive across the job to get a coffee because they're so goddamn lazy. They're constantly rolling fags as well. Have you noticed that? I know they're cheaper, but all day long, they're just rolling fags. If there was an Olympic sport in doing bugger all, us Brits would win this hands down. Just send in the Labradors and they'd have more gold medals round their neck than B.A. Baracus. I had this one Labrador years back, and this is no word of a lie, he just stood there and watched. So the spreads were putting up a huge hit, and to be fair, all he had to do was load their hawks up. Not difficult, is it? Whacking great, bucket knocked up, sitting on a stand, and he just had to load it up, but he couldn't even manage it. What? That's even easier than sweeping up, you numpty. And then he kept popping out the shop to buy absolute rubbish. Naturally, he didn't last long. Laters. So to any Labradors that are listening, get off your phone, stop rolling your 24th fag of the day, stop popping at the shop and do some graft. And if your boss tells you to do something, do it. Don't whinge about it. And if you really put in some graft and you want to work, you can work your way up. Learn a trade, maybe even run a project, heaven forbid. Otherwise, this country is going to grind to a halt. No more homes, the old ones will be falling down. So Labradors, sort yourselves out sharpish. Stop moaning, get on with some graft, you lazily, useless, waste of space cockwombles.
Andy Stevens on Fix Radio. Fix Radio.
That was a brilliant Green Day on Fix Radio. I'm Andy Stevens. Welcome back to the Toolbox Show. Now, guess who's here? Daniel-san! Yay. He's back. He's, well, he's over his man flu, you'll be pleased to hear. But, yep, he's got these turnips on again with no socks. I've had words with him. Hipster, I think, was the word he used. I've never heard of that, to be honest. I don't know what it is. But, yeah, he's looking good. He's got a very well-coiffed barnet as well. So he really is looking the part this week. So welcome back again, Dan. Looking good, fella. Now, we've had quite a few people get in touch. We haven't got long left, so I'm going to quickly go through them. Ian the Spread from Dagenham, he's got in touch to say, obviously being National Hug a Plumber Day, he hugged his plumber and got a mug of tea thrown at him. To be fair, you've got to be careful with this, who you hug. If it's one of the boys that's been working with you for years, you might get away with it. If you've got a 6'5" lump that comes in as a subbie that you don't know, you might want to back off and maybe leave him alone for a bit. Ricky from North London, he's texting to say he's loving the music, but he wants more dance tunes on a Friday afternoon because he knocks off early. What can you do, lads? Well, rumour has it we might be doing a bit more topping out and it might be starting a little bit sooner. So keep listening, because if you don't listen, topping out on a Friday is brilliant. Now, got to say, Dan and Tony on the job. Lovers tiff. The chippy is chucking dust all over Dan's paint, and I've got to say, they've had a proper fallout. So, whoever you are, Dan, Tony, anyone else, pick up your tools. We've got the last push at work. We've got to finish with an absolute belter. It is really, really good this week. It's Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer, final push. Pick up your brush, your trowel, your chop saw, whatever. This is Fix Radio.
The Toolbox Show on Fix Radio with Andy Stevens.